USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting an apparent threat to wipe out Iran. On Twitter late yesterday, the president wrote, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran," warning Tehran not to threaten the United States. An amendment that would make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana will be going to the state's Senate for a vote today. If the measure gets two-thirds approval in the Senate, it will go for a public vote in October. In Auburn, Alabama, one police officer was shot and killed late yesterday while two of his colleagues were injured at a trailer park. Here's Lee County Coroner Bill Harris.
It was a possible domestic disturbance at that residence, and when they responded, they were met with gunfire. There is a manhunt on, I understand, at this time for the suspect.
And that suspect's been identified as 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Those in the southern plains should brace for more bad weather today, more thunderstorms that could unleash more tornadoes, like happened over the weekend. An 8-year-old Texas girl is safe after she was grabbed off the street while on a walk with her mom on Saturday. It happened in Fort Worth early yesterday morning on a tip from two church members who recognized a vehicle from an Amber Alert. Investigators showed up at a hotel, and they found the girl in a room with a 51-year-old man who's now under arrest. Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says he is not concerned about what President Trump tweets, although he understands why so many people are.
Look, it's mesmerizing. It's hard for anybody to look away. Me too. It is the nature of grotesque things that you can't look away.
The president talks about his Twitter use on another Fox program last night.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good by using Twitter.
That from The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Utah man is charged with making terroristic threats after he posted comments saying that he would come to YouTube's headquarters and shoot its employees. Authorities say 35-year-old David Levon Swanson was arrested on Saturday after posting threats under YouTube videos four times, beginning in September of 2018, allegedly referring to murdering YouTube executives as well. Swanson reportedly posted most of his comments on videos criticizing YouTube's free speech practices. Just after San Francisco voted to ban police use of facial recognition, a new report is out on the NYPD's questionable use of that technology. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The department used the photo of Woody Harrelson in its facial recognition program. They were attempting to ID a beer thief who actually looked like the actor. Georgetown University Center of Privacy and Technology highlighted the April 2017 incident in a report on what it says are flawed practices in law enforcement's use of facial recognition. According to the report, security footage of the thief was just too pixelated and produced no matches, while high-quality images of Harrelson returned several possible matches and did lead to an arrest. The report says facial recognition has helped the NYPD crack about 2,900 cases in more than 5 years of using the technology.
That's Wendy King, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.